This poster describes work from the Cancer Microbiome Atlas, or TCMA, a database of microbial profiles of samples from patients with gastrointestinal cancers. These samples are matched to clinical and molecular data in the Cancer Genome Atlas, allowing an integrated pan-cancer analysis of host-microbe interactions. Generally, studying the microbial composition of internal organs is challenging due to the invasiveness of obtaining clinical biopsies for microbiome analysis. However, TCGA contains data from thousands of whole genome sequencing experiments performed on human tumor samples from various internal body sites, and this sequencing data contains reads of microbial origin. However, for low biomass samples such as these, controlling for contamination is crucial. Contamination can originate from the laboratory environment during sample preparation or sequencing. To explore microbiota in TCGA, we first compared tissue and blood samples from colorectal cancer and brain cancer patients, with the goal of distinguishing tissue-resident taxa from contamination. As expected, colorectal tissue contained a unique population of microbiota, while tissue and blood samples from brain cancer patients largely looked the same, as seen in Figure 1. We next examined the prevalence of various bacterial species in blood and tissue and found two unique populations. The first, tissue-resident population, was unique to colorectal cancer tissue. The second, equiprevalent population, was equally abundant across sample types, suggesting contamination. We then used a simple mixture model to decompose the observed metagenomic population into tissue-resident and contaminant fractions. The principal coordinate analysis plots in Figure 2 show that the observed metagenomic data cluster by both sample type and by sequencing center. After decomposition, the tissue-resident population retains biological variation related to sample type, but not technical variation, while the contaminant population retains technical variation, but not biological variation. However, for some species, detected reads may result from an unknown combination of endogenous and contaminant microbiota. For example, E. coli was equiprevalent, suggesting contamination, despite being ubiquitous in human microbiomes. We therefore examined the prevalence of genes from three representative species, seen in Figure 3. For E. coli, we identified population of tissue-enriched genes, suggesting that sequence-level resolution might be used to help resolve mixed evidence cases. To ensure the decontaminated profiles we got were correct, we collected five original TCGA tumor samples, which were matched to sequencing performed at Harvard and Baylor. We then did 16S amplicon sequencing to confirm the decontaminated profiles were correct. Figure 4 shows that after removing contaminants, the decontaminated profiles largely match the 16S results. Figure 5 shows that decontamination also removes species unique to sequencing center, and that tissue-resident species are equally prevalent between sequencing centers. Finally, the decontaminated microbial profiles of TCGA tissues can be compared to TCGA clinical metadata, as well as matched multi-omic molecular profiling. Figure 6 shows several known and novel species that were significantly associated with colorectal tumors compared with patient-matched normal tissue. We also found that colorectal cancer microbiomes form two co-abundance groups, a Fusobacterium cluster, which is associated with tumor samples, and a Bacteroides cluster, seen in Figure 7 on the left. These clusters were largely predictive of transcription and protein readouts, suggesting that these co-abundance groups may influence patient gene expression. This work was published in Cell, Host, and Microbe in February 2021. You can explore the TCMA database, which contains decontaminated microbial profiles of colon, rectum, head, neck, stomach, and esophageal samples by navigating to tcma.pratt.duke.edu or by scanning the QR code.